FM 101 Milton playing today's best and yesterday's favorites. I'm Carla with you, and I'm happy to finally be doing my first edition of The Milton Maker. So welcome, Phil, to the show, and congrats, you're the first person doing this. So thanks again for joining me and doing this today.
Yay! Happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again. So let's talk about your shoes, because, I mean, I've seen reels, I've seen your photos on your Instagram, and they look insane. You paint them?
I do. It's hand-painted or airbrushed. Yeah, I come up with the design digitally and then with the customer, and then we put it together and make someone's vision come true.
I haven't came across anyone who's doing this. So good for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
What made you think about doing this?
Well, I've been painting for over 10 years now, and so maybe even further now that I think about it, a couple years ago, I just started trying to find out different ways of like expanding my horizons, because I'm always like looking to be more creative in some way. And I saw someone on in football. I saw someone playing with some custom shoes, and I thought, those are pretty dope. I want to try to see how I can do that. And yeah, I looked up to see how I can do it, and like how to make it actually look good, and not, because I originally thought they might just like the rain might just wash it off or something. So I did my research and I studied like leathers and different fabrics and figured out how to do it.
You're doing it locally. You're from Milton.
I am.
You're doing it here. How long have you been doing this for?
So I've been customizing shoes for about like 2.5 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so originally I started off with my own shoes and my beat up shoes and see what I can do with them, and then I wore them for a bit to see if like, you know, they last, and then I started putting it out on ads and stuff.
It's always smart starting off with your own before ruining someone else's shoes.
But I'm sure
you have it down now where you're like, okay, I know what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
So how long does it typically take you to make a custom shoe?
That's one thing. Like, each shoe takes anywhere between 10 to 20 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and like, and that includes the digital work and like the hand drawing and the painting. But I get lost in it. I'll put on a movie or two, and like two or three movies later, I'll be done like my first session. But it's therapeutic for me. So
it must be such a great outlet too to have.
I'm also a child and youth care practitioner, and so I also do that as well as being an artist. So I'm trying to find the time to maneuver both of them together. And I incorporate actually some of my art with my love for the shoes and love for art and love with my
awesome.
Yeah, so some of the work I do with my kids is the kids that I work with is we incorporate art and try to see how that can benefit them, because yeah, it's played a lot of my life.
Well, thanks for sharing your talent with us. It's definitely inspirational to hear, and just looking at your shoes, I know that we have some here in studio. We're going to post them up on our social media later on today, but if anybody wants to find you on social or contact you to possibly get their own hand-painted shoes made, how can they do that?
Well, you can go on my Instagram. It's Phil's Art World, so PHILS_ArtWorld. Or you can find me on Facebook, same name, and shoot me a message, and yeah, we'll collab and we'll make your vision come to life.
I can't wait to see your future posts and your future work as well.
I appreciate that. No, yeah. Thank you very much. And like I said, thank you very much for having me and like support of Milton Local. I love this city. There's so many great entrepreneurs in here. And so, yeah, this is pretty cool that you're doing this and starting something special here.